32 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things mostly lower yesterday, Bill. What are we seeing so far here on Friday?
Well, we're seeing the grain markets continue under pressure, but we are starting to see some pricing in the markets and buying from both the feed side of it and the export side of it. The corn and meal, we're starting to see some pricing coming into the market here with these prices being lower here. Right now, we've got the May corn down a half cent, about 366 and a half, and that's come back a little from the overnight lows. December corn is 388, down a quarter of a cent. The May beans are 10.06 and three quarters. That's down four and a quarter. November, $10 and a quarter cent, down four and a quarter. The wheat is actually up a penny and a quarter here on the May, and July is up a penny and a quarter at 461. We had the non-farm payrolls out this morning, and they were a little bit disappointing. The dollar reversed off of its uptrend after that happened, and we saw the dollar reverse lower, and it's continuing to trade lower here today. And that seemed to kind of put a little bit of support underneath the markets here this morning. Malaysian palm oil February production is down about 1.4%. Stocks are down about 5.3%. So that was kind of a positive factor, too, I think, from soybean and soybean oil standpoint here this morning. The USDA, of course, put production yesterday in Brazil and Argentina at larger numbers than what people had thought. So that is kind of what got everything started hard to the downside yesterday afternoon or about lunchtime. This for the week here, we're down about 16 cents on the wheat. The beans are, we're down about 16 cents on the corn. The wheat's down about 8. The beans are down about 30 right now at this point for the week. So not a good week for the grain markets at all. We're threatening with this report yesterday, we're threatening the February lows in the beans and the corn, it seems like, and that's kind of the critical area here. Of course, March is going off the board. May is going to be the new month. So I think the key is if we can't hold those February lows, we're probably looking at, like on corn, another 15 cent lower, and on beans, probably another, like on November beans, if $10 can't hold, probably 980 is a number that we have to be looking for. So that's kind of where we're at here this morning. Let's see if we can maybe get a little bit of a late Friday rally here to hold things above those numbers.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign this morning. In your weather forecast today, sunny and colder, a high of 37 degrees. Winds out of the north gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, dipping down to a low of 20 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow, but the mention of snow has been removed from the forecast, a high of 33 degrees. Decreasing clouds tomorrow night, the low 17, mostly sunny for Sunday and a high of 38. We do have a chance of light snow moving in Sunday night and maybe a little rain mixed with snow on Monday. Stay tuned, 2 hours of On Point coming up here on WILL AM 580, followed by the 21st on this Friday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 33 degrees at 9 o'clock.